Okay, so we're really already on Peitas Siman Beis. I want to just to give us a running start. I want to just go back to Peitas Siman Aleph for a second. 10 lines from the bottom. Third word on the lines, Tanan. That's where the conversation starts. So we did this already, but just to remind us of where we are. So the Gemara said, Tanan ksuba ve'eni maget. So let's say she brings it, right? The Mishnah had said that she has a ksuba, but she doesn't have the get. So he omeres avad giti. She says, I lost my get. He says, "I don't know how I paid you. I just lost my receipt." Same thing. If a guy again is owed money, but he doesn't have the prosbul saying that his shtar is still valid, right? So they cannot get paid. So Gemara there says they do because they're discussing the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So Mishlam and Shmuel mokilav b'makom she'ein kosvin. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, I understand. He says the case is that there is. It's a place where they don't write ksubos in general. But Amar Kazavti, right? And there, the guy says, I wrote a ksuba, right? Darminan lay, I see right. We say to him, bring a proof. Ilom I see right. Arminan lay zil parin. If not, then he has to pay the ksuba. But El Rav, right? But according to Rav, because we had said Rav had this kind of like two steps in the payment. El Rav nihi de ikar lo gabyei tosefes miha tikve. Right, the Rav had said that if she has the get, she gets the basic amount, and for the ksuba she gets the tosefes, the extra amount. Right, so according to Rav, how could you say she has the ksuba but no get? Right, in this case, so why doesn't she get at least the tosefes? Right, even if she can't get the ik. Right, so I'm Rav Yosef Hachamai Askinan Kishain Sham Ede Gerushin. No, the case is there are no Ede Gerushin to know that there was any divorce at all, right? So migadiya chalameimar lo gerashtiya, and since the husband can say, I didn't divorce at all, yachalameimar gerashtiya v'nasati lo ksuba. So then when he says, he could have said, what do you mean? I mean, he didn't even get divorced. So when he goes and he says, no, I divorced her, but I gave the ksuba, he's believed. And that's why she doesn't collect in such a case. Fine. So that's the Gemara answers, the kasha that would have been, otherwise, according to Rav. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Ham the Gitani Seifa, Rav Shimon Gom Liel Omer Mina Sakana Ve'ilach Isha Gobek Supasa Shalom Beget Ubachov Shalom Beprusbo. But so Gemara says that's a nice way to answer our problem. The problem is the rest of the Mishnah, right? And so since the rest of the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gom Liel says that from the time when there was danger for them to hold on to their shtaros in general, right? A woman could collect the ksuba without the get, right? And a bachov could collect without a prusbo. What must be the case? Be the ike ede gerushin askinan, right? It must be a case where there are ede gerushin. Why? The e like ede gerushin and by gavik, because there's no ede gerushin, how's you collecting anything, right? So the point being, it's nice to answer, oh, what was the case? The case was where there was no ede gerushin, but according to the safe of the case, you have to have ede gerushin. So in which case, your answer is no longer a good answer, and we still have a kasha with how to understand Rav. Rav's whole idea of these two steps in the collection in understanding our Mishnah. Fine. So Gemara says, no problem. Ella kula Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now the truth is, this whole conversation in the Mishnah is really Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chasura mechzura. And there's something missing here. V'hachi ketani, this is how you should actually read this part of the Mishnah. Why? What should we say? So in this case, where the woman has a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get, hare eilu lo yifru. They don't get paid. Right? She can't collect. Right, and the balcho without the principal, so they're not able to collect the money. What's going on here? B'mer devar memurim ke'ein sham ed gerushin. Why? In a scenario where there are no now that we're amending the text of the Mishnah to actually say this, right? The Mishnah must say, oh, well, when don't they collect? In a scenario where there's no ed gerushin, aval yesham ed gerushin. But if there would be ed gerushin, gab yotosefes, right? Then she collects the tosefes, which again makes Rav's shita fall in line. Right, case of a person who has the ksuba and no get. V'ikar, and what about the main part of the ksuba? I mifka gita gabya. If she now has the get, she can collect. V'lo mifka gita lo gabya. Right, then she doesn't have the get, then she can't collect it. Umina sakana ve'elech af agav de lo mifka gita gabya. But if it comes from the time of sakana and further, from that time historically, they were allowed to, even if you didn't have the get, you could still collect. Why? Because we don't expect you to have the get, right? Sharon Shiv Gamlia Omer, Misakana Ve'ilach, Isha Gobak Subasa Shalom Baget, Ubachav Shalom Prisba. When Shimon Gamliel says, once we came to the time of Sakara, then we didn't have to worry about it or not. So if you do that to the Mishnah, then I guess everything's fine and good because you just amended the text of the Mishnah. So now it fits, and now even Rav's Shita can be possible. Fine. Okay. But we're not like, we're still like not totally happy with Rav, and we're going to try to go after him again. So Amri La, Rav Kahana, Virav Asi, LaRav. So Rav Kahana, Rav Asi said to Rav, L'didcha, according to you, the Amris get gova ikr. Right? According to you again, who said that if you have the get, you can collect the main part of the ksuba. Right? Even without the ksuba. Right? Amana mina nisuin, b'mai gavya. Right? So what happens in a situation when you have an amana, right, a woman whose husband died, and they had been fully married, they had nisuin. So how is she going to collect? Be'edei misa, presumably, right? How does she collect her ksuba? Because you have eidim that the husband died, right? But wait a second. V'leichosh, we should be concerned. Dilma girsha u'mifka lagita v'gabya bay. Maybe the following happened, right? How do we know that the way she collects the ksuba is what? She shows up and says, look, my husband died. Here are eidim that my husband died. So the yorshim now have to pay him the ksuba. But how do we know? Maybe before that, again, she's coming without a get, right? So maybe she's going to, Right, maybe she's going to use the get, right? Maybe she already, right, took the get, right, and collected, and now she's going to come afterwards, right? So she'll do two things. Maybe she collected already with the get, that's the point. And now she's going to go ahead. Get the point is that she collects the get and doesn't need the ksuba, right? So what's she going to do? So we say, oh, husband died. So what do? Go collect your ksuba. Well, that's great, unless husband died when he wasn't husband. Husband died when he was already ex-husband, right? By the time he died, they'd already been divorced, right? So if they'd already been divorced first and then he dies, so what's she going to do? We just said you don't need the ksuba to collect, right? She can just show up. If it's from a case of gerushin, what does she need? She just needs the get. And then when the husband dies, what does she need? Nothing. Right? She just needs a gerushin. So a misa. So what's she gonna do? She's gonna divorce her. She'll show up with the get and she'll collect the ksuba. And then what happens? And then 2 years later he dies. She shows up with a misa and she collects the ksuba again. Right? That's the question. Okay? Because now the actual ksuba document is not really necessary. Okay, so what's going on here? So how do we make sure that doesn't happen? So answer the Gemara, Yosheves Tachas Baila. No, I'll tell the case. The case is that she has to already have been known to be married to him at the time when he died. Right? If he was living in San Antonio and she was living in, Bangor, Maine, so then we're going to know that, not always, but presumably, that they weren't really married anymore. Right? So if we know when she comes with the Eide Misa that she was also known to be they were living together as a couple in a community, so then we don't have that concern because how would she have collected the ksuba from a gerushin if they were living together right up to the moment that he died? Fine. So my answer is back, no, but Dilma Samach Lamisa Gersha. No, I'll tell you what happened. She was Yosheves Tachas Baila. He gave her a get, they got divorced, she collects her ksuba, and 2 days later he dies. Right, so then we're people are not going to know the difference if they had just gotten divorced. They're not going to no one will know, and she collect the second time. So Gemara says something fascinating. Ihu hu da afsin nafshin. No problem if he does that. That was silly of him. That was a bad idea. Should have been so dumb. Right? That's your problem, right? You gave a get to your wife just before you died. So it's only kasha there. How do you know he's going to die? So I don't know. Like right. You know, but I think the point is when we say afsid and nafshe, doesn't necessarily mean like he messed himself over and like that was like his fault necessarily, but like sort of is. But the basic point being like, oh, what are the chances here? You know what I mean? If he knows he's supposed to die, if he's on his deathbed, so then don't divorce your wife. Okay, so what's only other kasha? What if he has like a brother and they're concerned about yibum? And that's when sometimes they do this. They give a get just before he would die, so they wouldn't have a problem with people. But the point being that in most normal scenarios, that's not supposed to happen, right? So what the Gemara could have answered is like, you know, it's a mislo shchichi. It's barely going to happen ever. So we're not chosheish for that one case maybe. But it's interesting. It's an interesting response from the Gemara. Fine. Okay. So now next case. So bottom line is the Gemara's not really bothered by it. Because if you shove your Sheva Stachas by Allah, then it's not really going to happen. Right? If she typically when someone dies and you're collecting the ksuba because he died, you're going to know that they were married or weren't married at that time. Fine. Okay, next case. Almana mina erisin. So now again, but the point is that each one of these cases is a reason to attack Rav's opinion here. So almana mina erisin b'ma'a gavya. So what about an almana from erisin? So what's the difference in this case? If she's mina erisin, what was she not doing? She wasn't Yosheva Stachas Baila, right? She wasn't living in his house. So now your response before of Yosheva Stachas Baila is not going to be an answer here because she's not living with him, right? So almana mina erisin b'ma'a gavya. What are you going to do? Be'edei misa. Right? Again, same thing. You need the Eidei Misa. V'leichesh jamak yirshau mifka gita. V'gavya, same concern. Maybe she'll show up. He'll divorce her. She'll collect the ksuba. And then she'll show up to collect again when he dies. And you're going to say, wait a second. Weren't you guys, you weren't living with each other. So how do I know that you're really married? And she responds, what do you mean? It was only kiddushin. So we weren't living together. That's not my fault. So what's going to happen? So now you don't have an answer. So answer the Gemara. Ella b'makam delo efshar. Because we didn't show her. Okay, so the truth is you're right. So what's the truth? The truth is that it's really, even in a situation where it's not possible, so when you really have no choice, so then we do agree that we write a shofar. Meaning until now, Rav didn't want to really admit writing a shofar, but the point is, he'll allow it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's like four or five lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. It's higher up on the page than where we are. You can't say she's like, you know, the case is where she's living with the husband. Right? Because the truth is, there's also cases where she would, the husband left, went on a trip far away for a while. What about that case? And they heard that he died, right? Go v'ksuba. So she could also collect her ksuba. We don't have this concern. Well, maybe he divorced her and now she's collecting a second time. And then she could present her get again. Right, because there we say, write a shover. Because in situations where you're not concerned that there's some type of trick going on, but she's incapable of collecting in bas lachush la kol eila. If you're going to be concerned about everything, right? Could go in zuv, it could go in nisr faksubas or beidim, or maybe that somehow her ksuba got burned somehow. So lo nimna milahagbos ksubas of a tichto shofar. I mean, the point being, you're basically going to have so many possible scenarios, something to be worried about. Sort of when the Gemara's response, it sort of helps with the response before of. If it's an option, like there's only so many things you can be concerned about, and so the point is, there's an endless possibility of things that could go wrong that could, in theory, allow her to collect the second time, and therefore, Rav ends up saying, okay, fine, the truth is, there are some scenarios, some situations, but welcome to low F shots, it's not possible to manage all the scenarios. Kasvin and Shover, we do write a Shover, right? But the point being, because there's so many situations where there's something you can't answer for, it's going to be hard for Rav to defend himself all the way through the end. So rather, what are we going to say? Alav amakam d'lo efshar kasvin en shover. So rather, it must be that in some of these situations, even Rav would agree that you would write a receipt if she didn't produce the ksuba in order to again protect the husband or his yorshim from having to pay a second time. Why? De'ilo te'ma'achi, because you're not going to say that ede misa gufayu. Even when you come to the situation of the Eidei Misa. Eidei Misa gofayo nechosh dilma mifka Eidei Misa b'hai beidina v'gabi v'hadim mifka b'beidina achrini. Because what could you do? You take the Eidim. Forget the scenario where she got divorced already and now collecting with the Eidei Misa. What could she take? Do the Eidei Misa? Go to one Bez that didn't collect and then go to another Bez that didn't collect again. Right? So you could always be worried about that, right? Elavade v'makam delo efshar kasvin en shover. So rather, it must be that even Rav agrees that if we're really stuck and we're concerned about these situations of fraud, so we are willing to allow to say, even Rav, who doesn't typically say you should write a receipt, will say in these cases to write a receipt when she collects the ksuba the first time. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So now to the Gemara Vayter. Amalei Markashisha Bered Rav Chista, the Ravashi. So Markashisha, the son of Rav Chista, said to Ravashi the following: Amana mina erisin, minolan de isla ksuba. How do I know that an almana from Erison is you know deserves a ksuba anyways, right? Again, she did Erison, did never did Nisuin, and the husband passes away before they even do Nisuin. So how do I know she gets a ksuba at all? So Ilema meha nis armala o nis garsha beimina Erison beimina Nisuin gove sakol. Right. So if you want to say it's from this Gemara, right, that says that if she became an almana, or she became or they did gerushin, whether that's from erusin or it's from nisuin, either case, go be'esakol, right, and she collects everything. That's a good proof, right? And she collects everything in such a case. If you want to say it's from that Mishnah that teaches me that concept, and that's how I know that an almana from erusin collects ksuba. We have the following problem. Dealing with the kasavla, right? Maybe the case is that he again wrote her a ksuba, right? V'chitema ikasavla. And if you want to say the case is that if he wrote her a ksuba, my lememra, and you can tell me what you mean. So what? So if you want to tell me, so what? That it's only a case where he wrote the ksuba as opposed to what we've been saying until now. Even in situations when they don't write a ksuba, she would get the ksuba because of the Tanai Bezin. That's like the rule that we have in general, right? So, and if you're going to tell me if he wrote the ksuba, that's obvious, right? I mean, there's no chiddush telling me that she collects the ksuba when what? When he writes her a star ksuba. Of course he does. Then she's holding the star, right? But if you say, ikas of la ma'ala memory, if you're going to tell me that the fact that he wrote it for her, that's not a chiddush, no, there is a chiddush. Why la'fuki mi rebi lozben azaria? No, that's still, there's still a value in telling me that she collects to counter the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? The Amar, because he said, Shalo Kasavla El Amanashu Kakonsa. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, she has a ksuba in her hand, so what? The ksuba is still not valid. Why? He only gave the ksuba as what? They're preparing for the wedding. And they're preparing for the wedding, they read a ksuba. Okay, see, they didn't actually get married. They didn't actually do the nisuin. So he still doesn't know it's her. So that would still, meaning, so therefore, what's the answer? The answer is, yeah, there's no proof that she generally gets a ksuba. Why? Because the case that the Mishnah might be talking about, we're saying that even from an almana, she's going to go by a sakol, that's not a chiddush. That doesn't teach me that she always is qualified, you know, always deserves to get the ksuba. That might just be when she writes that when he writes her a ksuba, and the chiddush is to attack Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that even if he wrote it, she doesn't collect. He says no, if she wrote it, she collects it. Okay, so again, you don't have a proof that almana necessarily always gets. Erison always gets ksuba. Daikanami, I'll give you another diok, another place to take apart a text. Tikatani, because the mission says, go ve sakol. It says that she collects everything. If you want to say that he wrote her a ksuba, mishumhachi, go ve sakol. That's why she collects everything, right? Meaning that the tosefes and the ikr. Ela I amris the lo kasavla, my go ve sakol. Right? But if you tell me that he didn't write her, he didn't write the ksuba, why do you say goes akol? Mana masayim hu deislay. Right, the only thing she'd be able to collect is the basic amount, not the tosefes. So again, you see, the case must be that Mishnah is teaching me that it's only a case where he wrote the ksuba. So again, no proof that a mana mina erison gets a ksuba in all cases. So va'ela midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, or what about from the fact that Rabbi Chiya bar Avin taught the following? Ishto arusa La onain v'lo matamila, right? When a man passes away, right? Or any person passes away, right? So they're krovim, they're close relatives, the seven close relatives who sit shiver for them. So they become an onain, right? They don't do mitzvos, etc. Can't drink wine until the person's buried, right? And if they're a kohen, they have to become tamei to that person. So the so what happens if a person's married to a woman? And they only done erusin, and she passes away. So Rabbi Chiya bar Avin says, Ishtarusa lo onain, he doesn't become an onain for her. Velo matamin, if he's a kohen, he doesn't become tamei for her. Velo matamila. Vechein he lo onenes lo matamilo. And same thing, she doesn't become an onenes, and doesn't become tamei to him. Mesa eina yorsha, mes hu go baksubasa. Right? If she dies, he doesn't not yorish her. And he dies, she is gova ksubasa. So again, maybe a proof. You see that even from Erison, she collects a ksuba. So Dilma, the kasavla, again, same thing's going to be. Could just be, that's only if he wrote the ksuba. V'chi tema, And again, it would be to what do I need it for? Again, to counter Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'chi teima ikas of la ma'ala memra. And if you're going to tell me, well, the Gemara says it itself. And if you're going to tell me why, if you wrote the ksuba, what's the chiddush here that she collects? So the answer is mesa in a yorsha tzrichalei. No, it's to teach me that if she would die, that he doesn't collect. That's really the chiddush there. Okay. So Amalei Rav Nachman. And presumably not to lafuk Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because the other mission is for that purpose, presumably. Okay, so again, no proof. So Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rafuna l'Rav. So Rav Nachman says to Rafuna, sorry, Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rafuna. Rav Nachman says to Rafuna l'Rav de Amar get gova ikar. So he says according to Rav, who says that if you have the get, all you collect is the basic, right? The basic suba, right? Leichas dilma mifka gita b'hai beidina v'gabia v'hadrim mifka b'beidina achrina v'gabia. Right, so we should be concerned. Again, we should be concerned that if she's collecting with the get, the ikar ksuba. So again, maybe they'll use the get in this bezdin and then go ahead and go to collect in a different bezdin. Right, same concern. V'chitema, again, they'll use the same get. Why am I not concerned about that? We talked about using the same edim. Right, the Edim Misa in the same Bezdin. Now we're going to use the same get in the same Bezdin. What's going to happen there? So what about that? So Gemara says, V'chit en v'chit em. If you're going to tell me, the Karinan Le, say no problem. When she brings the get to collect, right, the first time, what do? We should tear up the get at that point. And that way, she won't be able to collect again. So Amra Be'ina Lan Tzubebe. She's going to say, what do you mean? I need the get. But first thing, the rabbi's going to ask the person, when they say, second marriage, what do they ask? I need proof of the get. It's the first question. So I need the get. So answer the Gemara, no, the Karinan lay vikasvinan agbe gita dinan vikaruni la mishum the gita pasahu ela tihader vetigbe be zimnachrina. Right? Sorry, the low tihader vetigbe be zimnachrina. So what do? The only time she comes to collect the ksuba with the get, what do? We tear the get and we say, I'll tell you why I tore the get. We tore the get so that. Not because the get's possible, the get's fine. We tore it so that she can't go ahead and collect a second time. So that's how we're able to, again, manage all these cases. But at the end of the day, we didn't have proofs in either case about Amanamina Erison that she should be able to collect. Fine. Ness is if she doesn't also already have a ksuba ring. Fine. Okay. So let's go to the. Let's just read the Mishnah and then we'll be, caught up here. So that's the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Shnei gitin u'shtei ksubos. Let's say a woman comes to Beis Din, and she has two gitin and two ksubos. So Rashi says, Zman rishon kodem zman get rishon. Rashi says, sorry, Bach there has, Zman ksuba rishona, right? The Zman of the first ksuba is before the first get. Zman ksuba shnia kodem get sheni. Right, and this time of the second ksuba is before the second get. So what's possible in theory? They got divorced. They got married with the ksuba, divorced, married with the new ksuba, and got divorced. So she shows up with two gittin and two ksubas. So what happens? Goba shnei ksubas. Right? She can collect both. Right? Why? Rashi says sherei girusha veichzira because of the ksuba shniya. It's two ksubas. Okay, so that's what happened. She got divorced twice, so she gets to collect both ksubas. Okay. Shtei ksubos veget echad. But what if she has two ksubas and only one get? Oh, ksuba u'shnei gitin. Oh, she has one ksuba but two gitin. The point being, or ksuba veget umisa, or ksuba and get and edin that he died, right? So these are all scenarios where there's, in theory, a possibility, an opening for a second ability to collect a ksuba, right? But she doesn't have proof necessarily of a second marriage.
Is the presumption right? It's the same man?
Or is it not same, man? I think that was my presumption. Yeah. Good point. I assume it's the same man. Yeah, right. I think so. L'chora, it's the same man. Yeah. I mean, I get.
I mean, would it matter? I don't.
Let's assume it's the same man for now. That's what I think.
I think the note here suggests that he wrote it and then remarried her and then married her again.
Right. Well, that's the case. That's what Rashi talks about in terms of the first case. So let's presume it's the same man. Yeah. Sorry, Oksuba, Gret, Misa. So what about those cases? Any of those other three cases where, again, you don't have two gitten and two ksubas, right? But you have two ksubas and a get, or a ksuba and two gitten, or ksuba get in misa, what happens? Ein agova. Then she can't collect ela ksuba achas. She only gets one ksuba. Why? She amagarish is ishto v'ichzira amnas ksuba rishon machzir. Because typically, when a person divorces a woman and then marries her again, he does so on the condition, on the assumption that he's going to use that first ksuba again. So we have to see what that means exactly. But the, you know, why is there an assumption that she didn't collect the ksuba in between? Or if she does collect the ksuba, he can marry her again and just, and then what? He doesn't run into ksuba? Like, how does that work? So we'll have to see that as we move forward, you know what that is. But we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week with the Gemara.